75 volunteers, 9 homes, 18 puppies and 14 cats, I think. Some rain every day. 4 thunderstorms, 3 flash flood warnings, 2 massive downpours, and 1 tornado warning. I was especially excited about that one. We celebrated 2 birthdays. One young man turned 17 and one turned 22. We had 1 emergency room visit. Not work-related, I'm glad to say, but a little altercation with a basketball court when it was wet. And he's here and in one piece. 4 excellent morning devotions offered by our own kids, and 1 brilliant Sunday sermon offered by one of our leaders, and 1 spectacular sunset. That was our week on our 36th year on the Appalachia Service Project. On Monday, the 4th of July, we were patriotic. Friday was Funny Friday, and you will see some costumes when we show our PowerPoint. On Hump Day, we wear traditional green, and on Thursdays, we wear pink. We stayed at Union College, which was the home of the very first ASP ever. It was just 1 week, 1 church, 50 kids, but they've been using this same place as a center for 48 years now. Personally, I think it's time to let it go. The ironic thing was that the very first night during one of those downpours, the roof leaked onto some of our kids' beds. I just couldn't get over that. I offered to fix it. They turned me down. They gave me the traditional, "We're working on it." So let's see. Rick Callahan handed the annual Princess Award over to Dave Colborn, who wore it all too proudly. Luke Lagola won the... Luke, still stand up. Luke won the tomahawk contest. I have to say, he beat me. No applause. He beat me, so no. Just kidding. I was proud of him. Mel Merritt took his crew. He determined that they were only 1 hour away from where our church went for its very first year, Pine Mountain, Kentucky. So Mel gathered his crew and explained it to them and took them to the site and to this little church where they had worshiped before. We worked on the roof, under the house, inside and on top of lots of old and new flooring. We did 1 porch, started a wheelchair ramp that had 8 turns in it. I understand after y'all did all that work, ASP changed the game plan, so I don't know what that meant. But that means we dug a lot of holes and worked on some really pesky door frames. But the memories and the impact on the people's lives and on ours are countless, and our youth are going to share with you.
Good morning. My name is Delaney Colborn, and I have volunteered for ASP for 4 years now. ASP is where I've met some of my closest friends and created some of my favorite memories. I have grown up in this church, but after participating in ASP for the first time, I decided to attend MYF, which is now one of my favorite places, and to become more active in worship. Though all 4 of my trips have been pretty great, this year was really special for me. First off, my crew was amazing. I had the pleasure of being led by Roger McWilliams and Lee Farrell. And let's be honest, what's better than having Lee on your crew? When we arrived at the center in Kentucky on Sunday afternoon, we were informed that we would be joining Steve Collier's crew, and we were pretty excited. But the family that we were helping is what made this week so amazing. Clarence and Beulah lived with their 4 kids in a double-wide mobile home, and they graciously welcomed us. Clarence was a man of clear faith and a hilarious sense of humor. He was very open with us and shared many personal stories, one of which really stuck with me. Towards the beginning of the week, Lee and I sat down with him, and he told us a story that a few years back, he had a heart attack while he was driving other people to the hospital. He felt blessed that he had survived and said that ever since that day, he had given his heart and soul to God. When he told us this story, chills ran up and down my arms, and it just really touched me. He is now a regular churchgoer and teaches strong faith to his children. His wife, Beulah, was a kind woman full of pride, and she was very involved with everything being done on their house. She wasn't afraid to ask questions and just wanted to understand all the work being done and how to maintain it. As my flooring partner, Jack Finneran, and I, We're installing the laminate floor in their living room. Viola asked us how to clean the floor and what supplies she would need. She even asked us what color we thought that she should paint the room. She was clearly very excited to make the house look nice and keep it put together. We could see that she just wanted to be proud of the place that they were living in. Clarence and Beulah were raising 4 children, 3 of which were fostered. Jacob, a 12-year-old with a strong will to work, was the oldest of the bunch. He liked to help us with our different projects, especially the flooring. One afternoon when I was talking with him, he told me that when he got older, he wanted to do volunteer work like ASP. It was so inspiring to see a child who doesn't have much that just wants to give back and help others. The next child was Amber, an 8-year-old with a kind heart who loved to style our hair and paint our nails. She would constantly distract us from our work by asking us to play dolls or to get makeovers. Next was Brianna, a sassy 7-year-old who loved to gossip. Brianna insisted that Jack and I were dating and that we would get married one day. She would chase us around the house, telling us to kiss, but sadly I had to explain to her that that's what we considered purpling and we were not allowed to do that. Beulah told us that Brianna was her little drama queen and we could definitely see it. And finally, there was little Harley, the 2-year-old that stole all of our hearts. Harley loved to run around and play, and he was one of the happiest little boys that I had ever seen. But here's the dagger. About a year ago, Harley was in a terrible car accident with his biological parents. Both of them were killed in the car accident, and Harley was ejected from the vehicle. Miraculously, Harley got out with a broken arm and a few scrapes. Clarence and Beulah took Harley in and love him just like their own. That's what really touched me this week. Here are 2 parents who don't have much, but are more than willing to take in 3 more kids. The love that they have for all of their children is truly inspiring. It just shows that no matter how much you have, there is always a way to serve God, and he will help you in return. It was a pleasure getting to serve such an amazing family for a week, and I'm so glad we got to make a difference in their lives because they definitely impacted mine. ASP is an experience like no other, and I'm so blessed to be part of a congregation that takes service so seriously. It's my favorite week of the year, and I'm already counting down the days until next time. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Eric Howard, and I'm a rising sophomore at Sabrina Park Middle School. High school. This is my first time on ASP, and I had the distinct pleasure of being on Dave McKinney's crew. We worked for an elderly lady named Susie and her daughter Patricia and her boyfriend who lived with them. Susie was pretty quiet and very lonely because her family really didn't talk to each other much at all, and her outside family who lived in other states didn't come to see her at all. She had never been to church, and she explained that since getting ASP's help, she really wanted to go back, and she was determined to get there one day. Casey, who was one of my team members, connected with Susie the best, and she really introduced all of the rest of us to Susie and really connected well. At 12:34 each day, we were supposed to take a hug break, and when we did, Casey asked Susie for a hug. And Susie immediately jumped up from her chair and exclaimed, "I just love you all," and gave each of us at least 2 hugs. On the last day, Casey went into the house with Susie and made sure she was alone. And then she told Susie, "I have something for you." And she gave her one of our prayer necklaces that we had given each of our prayer partners that day, saying, #neveralone on one side, and "I am with you always" on the other. Susie exclaimed that she would never take it off, ever. And we would not have to worry that she was going to wear it because it would become her new favorite necklace. About a week after, Casey brought pictures to NYF showing Susie in her dog tag, and it really made it special for the rest of us. It was really great being able to work for her for that week because it really improved her house, made it warmer, drier, and safer, and it was great to be able to serve.
Good morning. My name is Katie Lowe, for those of you who don't know me. I've been coming to NYF for about a year now. I'm a rising senior at Sabrina Park High School, and this was my first year on the Appalachian Service Project. Instead of retelling stories of the week, I'm going to go with a little bit of a different option. I'd like to read you all a poem that I found a little while ago. It's by an artist named Seth, and it made me think of ASP. And always try to have, at the very least, one thing you love, one thing you have loved, and perhaps most importantly, one thing you will someday love. And keep looking. For goodness sake, keep looking. Whether into the endless sunlit hallways of your dreams, or whether into the languishing parlors of the dark sides of your heart. Whether blind and grasping beneath a sliver of a moon, or whether wild and burning straight into the sun. Keep looking. Everywhere and always, for that one thing, you will someday love. It's the last line of this poem that really makes me think of ASP. Because one thing that I hope to love someday, wholeheartedly, the thing I hope to love beyond my wildest imagination, is being a part of the kingdom of God. And on ASP, though we're only there for a week and then we only work with our family for 5 days, we really catch a glimpse into what God's kingdom has in store for us. While we worked in those trailers and haulers of Knox County, Kentucky, we created gifts of new subfloors, roofs, closing doors, and drywall. But what we received was so much more than that. The gifts we received extended far beyond the fresh watermelon and blackberries we were offered, or the help that was offered to us from the families. As we worked and shared fellowship with our families, as we grew to know and love the families we served, we experienced the gifts of gratitude, humility, and hard work in ways that we had never imagined. This week-long exchange between work crews and families set us as equals. Regardless of our social or economic status, it didn't matter that we came from Severna Park and that they were from small towns in Kentucky. It didn't matter what our household income was. This week, we were all simply God's children, and we were working together to try to make a little piece of his creation that much better. ASP was more than just something to have loved, or even something to love in memory. ASP gives us a rare glimpse into something that we can hope to someday love. It gives us a glimpse into how beautiful God's love can be when we give of ourselves and allow Christ to fully enter our lives. Thank you.
Thank you all for sharing, Delaney and Eric and Katie. And I want to thank all of our adults who go and lead this. They are really such knowledgeable, smart people, very patient, and actually fun sometimes. But mostly we want to thank you, the congregation, because we know that we couldn't do a trip of this magnitude without you. We especially, I mean, we're appreciative of your gifts through the auction and the giving of gas money. You got us there and back. But more importantly, we're grateful for your encouragement and your prayers. You understand this project. You understand how important it is to our kids, and you support us all the way. And that means a lot to us and to them. You would have been so proud of them. I had nothing to complain about the entire week. Yeah, that is worth a laugh, too. But this year we had one of the best themes that ASP has ever given us to work with. It's based on the passage from Ephesians that you heard read this morning. We are God's handiwork. We are God's handiwork. And that may mean more if you consider that the word handiwork translates to masterpiece or workmanship. We are God's masterpiece. It also has the same root as the word poem, which is as if God has written this beautiful poem for each and every one of us. We have a purpose. We have a reason for being, and it's been planned from the beginning. And it is not to sit around and be admired, but to live out our personhood by being productive and creative, the same way Creator God is. Now, according to Ephesians, ours is a grand story of reconciliation. There has been this plan in place since the beginning that all things would be brought back to God. And we have a chance to participate in that fabulous plan. We have a chance to help renew the beauty of the world. God has fashioned each of us into a masterpiece with our limitations and our strengths. In other words, you're a piece of work. And Scripture says we are created for good work. Not average work, not casual work, but good work. And that's in us. It's part of how we've been created. It's part of who we are, prepared by God in advance. Now, another term for good work that we use here in the body of Christ is service. And it is our hope and our expectation that everyone will find themselves at some point in time in service to others, fulfilling that part of yourself that God made you for. This church has multiple service opportunities. Delaney's right. I'm very proud as well to belong to a church that places such an emphasis on service. And many of our opportunities are listed today in Fellowship Hall. If you walk in there and turn left and go to the Go Out in Faith corner, you will see lists of many opportunities. And we encourage you to consider them and try to figure out where do your gifts and your passions match the needs that exist. You also might want to know that ASP is planning, in conjunction with Volunteer and Missions, our first joint activity, to go this fall for some long weekends over to West Virginia, specifically Greenbrier County, where the flooding was the worst. It did impact the ASP program, and some other churches lost their week, which makes me so sad. But at least 50 new homes will be built for people who lost everything. And then there'll also be repair work like we do. So look for that sign up there. We don't know the dates yet, but it'll probably be like a Thursday to a Sunday. And for those of you who could never take a week off, this might be your chance to experience the culture and the people. Or if you want to go with us for a whole week, hey, we're happy to take you. Just come talk to any one of us. Remember that you are a piece of work, and you were created for good work and for service. Thanks be to God.